Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. God is such a good God, and we just thank him for all that he is doing. Beloved, we want you to be encouraged today and know that God loves you. He cares about you, and beloved, he does have your best interests at heart. Praise God. We are going to prayer this morning. Praise the Lord, because we know prayer is always in order. Praise the Lord. We are thanking God for just the opportunity, praise the Lord, to pray. Praise the Lord. This is a season where we need to pray, where we need to continually call on the name of the Lord. For we know the word of God says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. Praise the Lord. So you can always run to the Lord, beloved, because there is safety. Hallelujah. In God. Praise God. There's protection in God. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we want you to feel free to call in if you'd like to send a prayer request, or if you'd like to share a prayer request. You can call in 718-664-9578. That's 718-664-9578. Praise God. If you would like to leave a prayer request or give us a prayer request, praise God, you can do that. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you today. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity that we can call upon your name. Father God, that we can come to you in prayer. We thank you for prayer today. We thank you, Father, because you've given us a mind and a heart to pray. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing for your people. And Father God, we come to you, God, just as we are, asking you, first of all, to cleanse us. Cleanse us from everything that's not like you, from all sin, Father God, because sin will not stand in front of you. Father God, sin will cause us to be put out of your presence. Father God, as it happened to Adam and Eve, when they took the fruit, they ate the tree that you did not want them to partake of. When they had all the other trees that they could have gone to, they went to the very tree that you said for them not to go to. They were disobedient. And as a result of that disobedience, Father, it caused them to be put out of the garden. Help us not to be put out of your presence. Help us, Father, to come to you. Help us, dear Lord, to apply the blood of Jesus, the blood that makes whole, the blood that cleanses, the blood that delivers, the blood that sets free. We thank you for the blood today. And Lord, as a result of that, with gratitude and praise, we put on the armor of God, the armor of God that you provided for us. And Lord, we trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We will confidently stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. Help us, O God, to recognize the enemy's subtle, deceiving ways and believe and live and speak only your truth. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer us. That righteousness, O God, which is ours, Father God, through faith in Jesus' death on the cross. We call upon the righteousness of our Lord to be our protection. And we know that Satan must retreat from before the righteousness of God. We also thank you for the sandals of peace. Not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions and every part of our life, but we will remember that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And Father, right now I pray for that one that where their peace has been taken, Father God, and because of fear. And we bind and we break the stronghold of fear right now in the name of Jesus. We destroy it in the spirit over that one right now that's suffering with great torment. Torment in the mind, torment in the emotions, torment, Father God, in the physical body. We speak against the spirit of fear. And we speak power, love, and a sound, stable, secure, right mind over that one right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your peace that passeth all understanding. Father, your word declares that it will keep our heart and our mind in you. So we thank you for that peace today. Father God, we lift up the shield of faith against all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We know, God, that you took the arrows of the enemy, which we deserve, Father, but you took them, hallelujah, because your body was pierced, Father God, so that we might be free and we might have life, hallelujah. God, we thank you for that today. And Lord God, should any arrow or you allow the arrows to touch our lives, we will look upon them as refining fires that's permitted for our growth and for your glory. We recognize that our mind is a target of the enemy's deceiving ways, and so cover our mind with the helmet of salvation. Father God, may it so cover our mind that we will think your thoughts, feel your love and compassion, and discern your will and leading in all things. May the salvation of the Lord meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to our mind. Lord God, with joy we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word, the trustworthy, infallible word of God. Your word is sound. Your word is pure. Your word is light. Your word is hope. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We choose to believe it and live in its truth and power. And as we hide it in our heart, grant us proficient recall and skill in using it to defeat the enemy. Lord God, we thank you for it right now, because through your word, we win victories. Through your word, we triumph. Through your word, we are conquerors in you. So we thank you for the holy word of God. We live your word. We will walk your word, Father God. We will speak your word daily in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to pray, Father God, because we will pray at all times, on every occasion, no matter what's going on, Father, we will pray. We will pray. We will call upon your name. We thank you for dressing us in your armor, Father God, that we can fight victoriously, fight as enduring soldiers. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, because we will pray in the Holy Ghost. Father God, we will pray in the Spirit. And we trust the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. And through that, Father God, we know we will accomplish great things for your glory. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, because through us putting on the armor of God, we are strengthened, we are encouraged, Father God, because you encourage us. We know that you have our back, Father God, so that we can move forward. And Father God, as I pray right now, I pray that your people will continue to move forward. That, Father God, we will not be slack. We will not be hindered. We will not stop in our tracks, Father God. But we will continue to set our face as a flint to do your will and only your will, Father. We want your will to be done in our lives. Not our will, Father, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your word today. We know, God, that you are watching over your word to perform it. Continue to perform your word. Continue to let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We thank you, God, that we are warriors in your kingdom, that we war a good warfare. And Father God, as we prepare for war in prayer, you give us what to pray, give us what to say, Father God. Order our steps and order our words in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you, Father, for healing. Father God, those that need to be healed today. Father God, those that are tormented in body, Father God, because of sickness ravaging their body. Father God, we come against the very spirit of sickness and illness right now. We know, God, that it's by the stripes of Jesus that we're healed. And we thank you, Lord God, for carrying our sickness, carrying our infirmities on the cross. Father God, so we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack us in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of cancer. We come against it that would come in the lungs, the breast, the bones, the throat, the back, the spine, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the colon, the skin, the stomach, in the name of the Lord. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that will cause diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, in the name of Jesus. Any forms of cancer that would come through leukemia, in Jesus' name, we bind it up. We bind up all blood disease. We cast out those spirits right now. Lupus, arthritis, Father God, MS, Alzheimer's, in the name of the Lord. We speak healing and strength to the bones, the muscles, to the joints, to the organs, to the head, to the eyes, to the throat, to the glands. We speak to the blood supply, to the marrow, to the lungs, to the kidneys. Oh, my God, to the liver. We speak to the spleen. We speak to the spine. We speak to the pancreas, to the bladder, to be healed, the ears, the nose, the sinuses, the mouth, the tongue, the feet, in Jesus' name. We come against infirmity today. Oh, my God, we thank you, Father God, that you're bringing deliverance and freedom from rejection, from self-rejection, from self-hatred, in Jesus' name. We come against generational curses, Father God, that would allow these things to travel down into families, Father God. We break and we destroy those curses. Even I come against word curses that's been spoken in the atmosphere, that's causing sickness, that's causing infirmity. We come against every root of rejection and bitterness right now. We speak against bitterness and anger and hatred. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name. Revenge, we come against the spirit of revenge, and we come against suppressed anger. We come against violence right now in the name of Jesus. Violence is causing people's mind to snap. That's causing people to lose their mind because of anger, because of bitterness, because they will not forgive. We come against the very spirit of unforgiveness now in Jesus' name. Help the people, Father, to forgive, to walk in forgiveness and walk in your love, Father God. Let your love abide in the hearts of your people, Father. I speak love right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you're cleansing right now. And Father, touch the emotions. Touch the people's emotions, Father God. There are those that emotionally are unstable. Oh, Father God, and we come against the instability right now. We come against double-mindedness. We come against schizophrenia right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, right now, touch right now that one that's so unstable, that's so unbalanced and off-balance, Father. Can't get a firm footing in you because of instability, being unstable, being double-minded. Father, the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. No matter what they try to do, Father God, they're unstable. So, Father, that one right now that's unstable, that doesn't can't even make a sound decision. Father God, I come against that spirit of schizophrenia right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I take authority over it right now. Father, we thank you for soundness of mind, security in mind, Father, because the Holy Spirit, oh God, secures us and gives us hope and gives us life. And help us, Father, to obey you. Help that one to obey you, Father. Obey the word completely. I even come against the spirit of immorality and sexual sin, perversion, lust, lasciviousness. We come against these spirits right now that's attacking the mind. We come against the spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism and, Father God, immorality. Father God, because this is an abomination to you. Father, you set it up in your word, Father. So we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you're ministering to the soul, to the spirit of that man, that woman right now in Jesus' name that's bound in pornography, bound in perversion, bound in immorality, bound in adultery, bound by a fornication, bound by lasciviousness. Father, you came to set the captive free. Free them now, God, in their soul. Reach down into their emotions, Holy Spirit, and begin to minister to that rejected area, the self-rejection right now, perceived rejection right now. Abba, say, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for bringing healing and wholeness, Father God. That one, God, that it has so much shame and condemnation and broken in the emotions, Father God, we're asking for healing. We ask you, God, to heal, to set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing right now. Father God, deliver right now in the emotional area in the name of Jesus. Father, that one that's been so wounded in the emotions to where they cannot feel, they cannot even sometimes even think sound thoughts, Father God, because of so much damage in the emotional arena, Father God. But we're thanking you, God, that you are providing healing and hope in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, God. We apply the blood. The blood makes whole in Jesus' name. Oh, God, let your will, let your word, Father God, take preeminence right now in Jesus' name. Father, you do the work that needs to be done. Father, you do the work, Father. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak life right now. We speak life. We speak hope. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, as we've prayed, Father, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we're carriers of the anointing. So we renounce the load of extra burdens and undue stress, Father God, heaviness and unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness. We come against the spirit of envy and strife in our hearts, Father God. These things are displaced by your yoke, for it is easy. We walk in divine release and relief, unlimited forgiveness, the sweetness of your joy, and the flow of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We take off the garment of heaviness and we put on the garment of praise. We thank you, oh God, today that you've not given or you've not appointed us to mourn or be covered with spiritual ashes. It's those that are in grief and heaviness of grief, Father God. But God, we thank you for the oil of joy, for the garment of praise. We are trees of righteousness right now, and our roots are deep in the soil of your love. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we're rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, and our temple cannot be infiltrated by foreign spirits that bring gloom into our lives. We disallow every trespassing thought from entering into the gates of our soul. We renounce all soul ties, Father God. We old ties and soul ties, fragmented souls right now, Father God. All subliminal bondage is bound from us and from our generations in the name of Jesus. All hindering spirits of distraction, ungodly attraction, confusion, delusion, double-mindedness are removed from our lives, oh God. We declare that we have the mind of Christ. The same mind that is in Jesus Christ is in us. Lord, we're steadfast in the things that you focus. You things of you and focus on the mark that you have for our lives, Father. We thank you. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood over the past of the people, Father God, those that have been plagued from things that happened in the past issues that have brought such condemnation that are weighing them down right now. Father, lift them up, lift them up, lift them up right now. Destroy that yoke. Destroy it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that God, all traumatic experiences and haunting memories, closet skeletons, harsh secrets, abuses, rejection, demons that grew up with them, Lord, lies from the enemy, negative words, Father God, that's been spoken, incidents and seeded roots of negativity in their lives are covered with the blood of Jesus. Father God, every trespassing agent assigned against them, God, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or physically, Father God, is cast out of the perimeters of their bloodline in the name of Jesus. Father God, they're whole from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that's been assigned through generation, association, or incantation, Father God, is commanded to be dismissed from the assignment and allegiance right now. In Jesus' name, we abort its plan. We abort it and overthrow it now in the spirit, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that every territorial influence that the enemy is trying to cause to linger over their heads is under the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a clear conscience right now. And when we lay down on our pillows, God, there is sweet divine rest, Father God, because your word says you give your beloved sleep. So that one that's been tormented, oh God, even tormenting dreams, Father God, we bind them up in Jesus' name. We thank you for sleep. We thank you for rest. Oh God, we thank you that the enemy will not continue to penetrate even the sleep realm. In Jesus' name, we speak to that mind and the emotions to be calm in Jesus' name, to be calm and settled right now. I speak to it now. I speak to those emotions. Someone's emotions has just been so rattled and so shaken, but we speak to those emotions to be calm right now. You believe the word. Believe the word. Trust the word. Step out on faith and trust God. Oh, rely on the Spirit of the Lord and know that the Spirit of God, oh, the Spirit of God will come alongside and help you. He is your helper. He's your strengthener. He's your comforter. Depend on the Lord. Depend on him. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. So, Lord God, we repent of all sin of which we are aware and those things that we can't remember. We repent right now. Lord God, we thank you for delivering us from any great transgression that's hiding out in our lives right now. We bind the spirit of behemoth. We bind the spirit of python. We bind, oh my God, every hindering spirit that would come to seek, to kill, steal, and destroy in Jesus' name. We bind even fornicating spirits, adultery spirits, Father, all these spirits. I just feel led, Father God, again, to bind these spirits that's coming and attacking even the people of God. These are infiltrating spirits right now. So we come against them now in Jesus' name. We abort their plan. We abort their plan right now. Just begin to praise the Lord. Just begin to call on the name of the Lord. Just begin, oh my God, trust the Lord right now to do it for you. Trust him to do it. Trust him to bring deliverance in your life. Father God, we remove the spiritual smoke screens from anything that's operating behind the scenes in our lives. God, remove all layers of hurt and pain from past in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. Layers, let them come off. And Lord, as they come off, let your people begin to praise you in a new way. Rejoice in the God of their salvation right now in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for inner healing deep down in our soul. Lord, we're free from the things that our heart refuses to accept. Father, put counselors in our lives who will minister chastisement, correction, and rebuke. We renounce stubborn spirits in our lives, and we give you permission to deal with them. We renounce a stiff neck that will keep our mind in bondage. Lord, create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. Let our inner man receive and be fed from your light so that darkness will not fill our heart. We declare that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and redeemer. Lord, we know that we are free from fear. We have a sound mind, and the strong man of fear, Pan, has no power over our lives right now. We will not suffer panic attacks, anxiety, or restlessness. We come against that spirit of restlessness right now. The gates of our mind are shut to the pandemonium concentrated in the center of hell. The gates of hell will not prevail against our thought life, O God, because we cast our cares on you, Jesus, because we know that you love us. We know that you care. Oh God, you're fighting for us. We thank you for that. We thank you for the fight in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're filling every empty place in our lives where you have removed things of darkness from our being. Fill us up. Fill us up. We're sanctified and we're satisfied with your will in our lives. We'll stand in the good will, the acceptable and perfect will of God for our lives. Confusion has been put far from us, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for love, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance that flow fluently in our lives because of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, we come against the sharpness, the sharp edge that a lot of times we walk in. Father, forgive us. Help us to walk in these things, fruit of the Spirit. Help us to walk in gentleness. Help us to be kind. Help us to speak soft words, Father God, because a soft word will turn away wrath. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the Spirit that accompany the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We're stable. We're steadfast in our calling. We will not miss the high calling of God on our lives because of the attacks against our mind. It is settled in heaven forever in Jesus' name. We thank you today for your word. We thank you for peace. We thank you for strength. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for soundness of mind right now. Oh, Father God, we seal this prayer up, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of our lives from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Father, we thank you for provision. We thank you, God, because in you there is no lack. So we thank you, God, for that wealthy place that you brought us into. We're wealthy in you, Father. Hallelujah. All of our needs are met. We thank you for your word today. We thank you right now that as this prayer goes out, let it go forth and let it minister, Father, to everyone right now. Let it minister, Father, and do the work that is sent forth to do, because your word will not return void. It will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. We thank you for your word. We thank you. We will stand on your word. We will continue to proclaim your word. We will decree and declare your word. And Father, I even thank you for divine connections now. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for the doors that you're opening wide, that we will walk through them. We will continue to proclaim your word. And we come against every word curse. We break its power. We break the neck of the enemy now. We send those curses back. We send those vicious words back, those hurtful words back. In Jesus' name, we thank you for life today. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you, God, that you're continually making a way for your people. Bless and keep your people now in the center of your will. Save the lost. Save the backslider. Bring them back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer request, praise report, or comment at setfreeoutreachministry@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. A place where you